When Super Typhoon Haiyan swept through the Philippines, it walloped the rural western province of Aklan. Phones and internet still appear to be down, and the information that is making its way out of Aklan isn't promising. There are reports that 11 people have died in the province, and more than 9,000 homes were leveled. Alaska State Representative Kathy Munoz remembers what the province was like a year ago, when she and Representative Bob Herron went there for a trade mission. It was Alaska's first ever official visit to the Philippines. Munoz says there was a huge welcome lined up when they reached Aklan's capital city.
Just about the entire community came out to greet us. Thousands of people lined the street as we were getting out of the car to attend a reception in our honor. They had bands and hundreds of marchers greeting us. It was just an overwhelming experience.
While Munoz and Herron were in the Philippines, they talked to dozens of legislators and educators about everything from fisheries exports to new university exchange programs. They even laid the groundwork for a sister city partnership between Juneau and the provincial capital of Kalibo. There was a lot of work left to do, but since the typhoon, Munoz and Herron haven't heard from any of their contacts in Aklan. While they and other Alaskans wait for word from typhoon-struck areas, Munoz says there are ways to offer aid now.
The Filipino community here in Juneau is having an event very soon, and I donated to that event so that we can raise monies that will be sent home.
Long before her trade mission, Munoz says Alaskans and Filipinos had developed a bond.
The Filipino people have made contributions to the development of the territory and the state for years and years. I think it's really important that we come together as a community to support the Philippines and the people that have direct connection to the land and to the devastation.
In Herron's district, Unalaska's Phil-Am Association is holding a dinner on Saturday to raise money for aid organizations, too. Herron says his constituents should attend that event if they can, but he also urges them to think about relief efforts more broadly and to consider what's going on here in Alaska. A string of false storms has been wreaking havoc on the western part of the state. They've damaged homes and chewed up water and sewer systems. The village of Kotlik is asking the state to declare a disaster there, and others are expected to follow suit. Rebuilding in Kotlik and other remote villages is going to be tough. To help, Herron says he gave to the Red Cross.
In terms of what happened in Kotlik and the terms of what happened in the Philippines, it's a very small donation. But I want the money to go to coastal communities that are affected by tremendous weather events.
There's another common thread that connects Alaska and the Philippines, though. It goes beyond shared culture or economic interests, and it could be to blame for creating such powerful storms to begin with. Herron says the underlying factor is climate change.
All of us, this is people that live on this planet. We have to recognize what is happening, and we're going to have to realize that there could be many benefits to the changes that are happening, and we got to try to minimize the impacts, and that's a tall order.
It's also a long-term goal. Right now, survivors on Alaska's coast and in the Philippines are facing immediate challenges. They need the basics, Herron says, and then they can try to start over. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.